This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
Every night we do 3 hours. Rain, sleet, snow, doesn't matter. Holidays, we love them. 855, 450-FREE. We've been talking about bump stocks. We've been talking about the Second Amendment. We've been talking about Republicans who always talk about how they're here to defend our Second Amendment rights.
Talk is cheap, though.
Oh, we should give some time to libertarians who really defend our Second Amendment rights, then.
And that's a good point. Yes, there are groups out there that actually do consider the right of self-defense, and that's what we're talking about. It's the right, if you believe that you own your body, if you believe that you have a right to defend yourself and your loved ones and your property against threats, then this ceases to become a political issue. It becomes a natural rights issue, and that's how it should be considered.
And it is a natural rights issue, and let me say that I've seen a meme going around the internet that says, what if black people's voting rights were protected the same way white people's right to own guns were protected? Well, it's not just white people who have a right to own guns.
Right, right.
Every minority group is at increased risk of assault statistically in every society just by virtue of being a minority. And therefore, if you are a minority, arming yourself is a great plan.
We looked it up within the last month or so on Free Talk Live, and actually a significant portion of blacks are armed. In fact, I think it was about 1 out of 4.
Good for them.
Right.
And good for the Huey Newton Gun Club and all the Black Guns Matter.
Yep.
And all of the other people, because it's not, the danger of our situation is that the liberals are disarmed and the conservatives are armed. So if the conservatives did decide to go after the liberals, what are the liberals going to do? Beg?
Call the police.
Right.
Yeah, call the police. That'll help. The police are conservatives.
But I'm going to beg that we get back to this call, because Sarah left us with a cliffhanger. She alleged that Mother Teresa...
Storms are brewing in your eyes, Sarah.
If the police are conservatives, Rich, then you know the fact that they're enforcing gun laws left and right proves that you know conservatives don't care about firearms freedoms.
They don't. Yeah. They just care about slowing change.
They do. But we're going to get back to the phones and speak again to Sarah, because she has told us, we don't know how she's found this out, that Mother Teresa has ascended.
And somebody else you named, right? Who was the other person, Sarah?
Yes, and the Father Pio, he was an Italian father in Italy. He was the one that, remember, he had like piercing in his, miraculous piercing in his hands and his feet.
No, never.
And then they dug him up, and then he had a piercing in his heart. He had 5 piercings.
So you're saying this father, these two Catholics, have been ascended to mastery.
Well, let's start with one thing. What's your source on this?
That's what I was going to ask.
Did God come down and whisper it in your ear, sweetheart?
No, Elizabeth Clare Prophet from the Sunlit Lighthouse. She had a revolution, she had a
revolution? Revelation?
Revelation, maybe?
But it was told to her, the spirit world, that they both ascended.
Now, how did you... Okay, so now we're talking about hearsay passing through hearsay, right? So you're saying this woman has...
Sure, some guy said so.
Yeah, you're saying this woman has said that she was told that these two individuals are ascended masters. So how did you hear? Do you know this woman personally? Are you, like, subscribing to her newsletter? Because we know from your previous calls you don't have Internet access. You're obviously not getting, you know, emails from her. So how did you get the press release?
You know, the thing, I used to go to that church here on Carlisle, and I
what
used
church?
To listen to her.
What was it called?
But the Son of Lighthouse, they had a little...
The Son of Lighthouse?
the Summit Lighthouse.
Oh, the Summit Lighthouse. Okay.
The Summit Lighthouse, and then I believe in what she says. Her husband has ascended, Mr. Prophet. He has ascended. He's an ascended master.
You are reminding me so much of Robert Heinlein's Stranger in a Strange Land, where they had this church, okay?
Right.
And it was called the Fosterite Church, okay?
I don't recall the name. Okay, go ahead.
Well, the Fosterites would get their, members to sign over their entire inheritance to the church, and then when they needed some money, they'd announce that this member was going to heaven. It was going to be a big old miracle, and they slipped something into their drink, and dead they were, and that inheritance went right where it was needed by Jesus.
Sarah, thank you for the call.
The Summit Lighthouse is a nonprofit organization, the official source for teachings of the Ascended Masters from Mark L. Prophet, Prophet,
wow.
And Elizabeth Clare Prophet and their students.
This is checking out left and right.
Now is he an estimated prophet or a? I assert that.
Do you think he was
I've
born with that name,
correct.
Or did he choose it for himself?
You're asking me.
Maybe he inherited the gift of sight from his mother.
I'm sorry, you're both talking at
once. Yeah,
sorry.
No, it's all right. I'm just saying, if you're asking me to take a guess on a Sarah call, I've got nothing. I will never have anything other than to try to survive to the end of the call and with my mind intact.
Here's a little bit of their principles from their website, summitlighthouseabq.org. The fundamental principles of the teachings of the Ascended Masters is that all sons and daughters of God have a divine spark that is their potential to realize the universal Christ within and ascend to God as Jesus did. The concept is at the heart of all major religions, they claim. The Ascended Masters are all a part of the Great White Brotherhood, which they have an asterisk.
I don't like the sound of that.
Say that again.
There's an asterisk next to that says, next to the asterisk, the term white refers not to race, but to the aura of white light that surrounds these immortals.
Okay, thanks for clarifying that, guys. Continue.
Spoken of in Revelation 7 is the great multitude of saints clothed with white robes who stand before the throne of God. The Brotherhood works with earnest seekers and public servants of every race, religion, and walk of life to assist humanity in their forward evolution. So there you go. So this woman apparently can channel who the Ascended Masters are, and Sarah believes every last word of it.
Well, Gia wants to talk about transphobia. Gia from San Francisco, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, hello again, scum, and I love your misogyny towards Sarah and your racism for her being a Latina woman. You should show some respect.
Is she Latino?
I thought
she's Asian.
She lives in New Mexico, and you're constantly misogynist.
Oh, Jesus, I was giving her completely the wrong racism. I was giving her Asian racism, and I was supposed to be giving her Latino racism.
Wait, are you assuming, Gia, that she's Latino simply because she's calling from New Mexico?
Latina, and she might be a person of color. Not that you would care, Ian Monster Freeman. No wonder the buttholes in the FBI are investigating you constantly. And
well,
you
I wouldn't know.
Call.
I'm a person of transparency. I have no color.
You're not a person.
If you frighten
Paul,
me, I'll fade
person.
Into the walls like
Rich
a chameleon.
You are not a person.
I am a person of colorlessness.
You're
Did you just assume my species?
Listen, guys. Okay, I want to talk about really quickly. I want to talk about something regarding Jazz Jennings, and I have
who?
A very quick little poem.
I don't know.
If I
Did you say Jazz
you, okay?
Jennings?
Jazz Jennings.
That's
have you heard of her?
She said.
I have not. Who is this person?
Okay, she's a young trans woman. I don't think she's even 18. She got famous 10 years ago when Barbara Walters interviewed her. But, like, now
when she was
like
eight?
A teenager. Huh?
When she was, like, 8?
We're just doing
the interview? Well, yeah, like 11. But
okay. I don't mean to cut you off. I just want to understand the story.
Oh, yeah. No, it's not, like, some big news thing. But I just wanted to say that I was looking up her videos recently, and these disgusting Nazis, like that piece of dog feces, Christopher Cantwell, and his supporters and all these scumbags were laughing at her not too long ago because she had this, she had bottom surgery, watching my language, and she had bottom surgery. And
bottom
it got really
surgery?
Infected.
Is that where you have surgery on your butt? Or is it something else?
No, no, that's bottom very surgery funny for a transsexual means changing the actual genitalia.
Oh, okay.
Thank you,
Rick.
Top,
thank
top
you for the call. Surgery.
I still don't understand it.
This
top
is
a,
an evening of not
I'll draw you a picture during break.
855 450 free. This is Free Talk.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight, and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Did you know you can legally exit the U.S. federal income tax system? Well, it's true, and thousands of American nationals are doing it. The 16th Amendment and the Internal Revenue Code are legal, but only in a limited jurisdiction. This is the basis behind the voluntary nature of the income tax. Learn the exit strategy provided by Congress. Find out more by visiting WeissParis.com and watch our numerous videos. That's WeissParis.com.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio's great for direct response with its low cost-to-listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer-term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, Mark, at freetalklive.com.
You love Bitcoin. It's the future, right? Well, no, not if everyone stops using it. I mean, think about it. How many places in your town take Bitcoin? One? None? Let's be real. If this Bitcoin thing is ever going to happen, it's going to need your help. The good news is, the guys at AnyPay have your back. We built a website called helpmetakebitcoin.com, and it's a place you can send any business, and they'll be set up to take Bitcoin in 5 minutes. helpmetakebitcoin.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-453. We've been all over the board. We've been talking bump stocks. We've been talking the ascension of Mother Teresa because a caller wanted to talk about it, and we are a 100% call-in show. If you've got a topic and we find it, we'll entertain it.
And it's not unbelievable that Mother Teresa would get high on religion. It is, according to Karl Marx, at least, the opiate of the masses. Oh, the masses. I guess food is the opiate of the massive.
There you go. In studio tonight, it's myself, Chris.
I'm Ian.
And Rich Paul.
And we've been having some fun. But before we move any further, I do want to tell you about Bitcoin.com. Bitcoin.com is your premier source for everything Bitcoin-related. Bitcoin.com can help you choose a Bitcoin wallet, buy Bitcoin, and show you where you can spend your Bitcoin. You can read the latest news and engage with the community in the Bitcoin forum. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. And there's
The Guardian says you shouldn't buy Bitcoin, though.
God forbid.
Do you want to talk about that?
Yeah, who are they guarding?
Good question.
We will, okay. But first we're going to go to the phones, where we've got Kirby from Indianapolis. He wants to talk about guns. Kirby, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, what's up, guys? First of all, bump stocks are a waste of ammunition. But if you want to buy one, go right ahead. Secondly, I'm 58 years old, black. I have a bullet lodged in my head that I received November of 92.
Oh, my.
I have no problem with guns. I ain't mad at guns or the bullet. Just the idiot that shot me.
Amen.
People can get as angry as they want to and throw out all the hyperbole they want to, but guns are inanimate objects. They don't kill people. People do.
You know, when you got a guy with a bullet lodged in his brain who's in favor of gun rights, I mean, you are on the... God has blessed you, man. Thanks for thanks for taking that position, even after what happened. Do you want to tell the story, like how you ended up with a bullet in your brain? Because that's got to be pretty crazy.
Actually, it's pretty simple. Crackhead tried to rob me, and I didn't feel like giving him my money.
Yeah. Wow.
And I told him to get it like Jesse. He still attempted to get it, but what he got was no money and ran a, almost said a word. Yeah. Ran the heck out of Indiana. But I'm also a firearms instructor.
Oh, wow. Nice.
Guns are not the problem. People are the problem. You look at every one of our gun control laws, all the one being the 1934 Firearms Act, were aimed at keeping poor people disarmed regardless of what color they were. You look at every totalitarian state, they had to disarm the public in order to control them, which is why the Second Amendment is in the Constitution. And I fully... Go ahead.
Go ahead. I thought you were...
I will fully admit that black people were not included in that Constitution. And in fact, if you go back, as I said, and look at the slave codes, which was actually our first gun control law.
Right.
They were all aimed at poor and black people. 1968 Firearms Act was a direct result of the Black Panther Party showing up at the Capitol building in California with a boatload of guns.
Yeah, you can't have armed black people. It's bad news.
Yeah, that's horrible.
We'll support them because it's politically expedient for the Democratic Party to be on the side of civil rights after supporting slavery for so long. But then to, you know, then seeing that, there's a group of black people out there that believe that they have inalienable rights. What are we to make of that? Quick.
Yeah.
Exactly. And the biggest problem is that black people won't embrace their right. They'll cry about not getting reparations or this or that or the other, but they will not embrace the rights that they absolutely have.
And one out of four of them, according to statistics,
from a government, they come from God.
Right. Mm. I mean, it may be, obviously, you have more experience with that community probably than any of the three of us in the studio here, but the statistics show 1 out of 4 blacks do have a gun, and that's a little lower than whites, but not that much. I think it was like 30-something percent of whites that have guns, and I think it was only like 17% of Hispanics or something.
Now, do you know anything about the methodology of that story and how many of them were legal?
Because it was a Pew Research.
One thing, I had an interesting experience. I lived in a neighborhood in North Charleston, South Carolina, that was something like 95% black. Mm. And it was interesting because I lived there the night that Obama was elected, and I saw the rejoicing. But I got pulled over one night just as I was pulling into the complex. So I pulled into my parking space before I dealt with the cop. And I got out, and he took my concealed piece while he was talking to me, and then when he was done, he gave me my piece back, and I reloaded it and reholstered it and went back in the house. The next day, I came outside. My neighbor happened to be outside, and she said, "Are you a cop?" And I said, "No. Why do you ask that?" And she said, "'Cause I saw that cop take your gun from you and give it back." And I said, "No, anybody who isn't a felon has a right to keep and bear arms, mm-hmm. and I happen to have a concealed weapons permit. That's all you need in that state." But she was
astounded. I was in the cell phone store a few days ago, and I open carry quite a bit. And a young black guy behind me goes, "Hey, man, are you a cop?" I was like, "No, why?" He's like, "Man, you got a gun out to open." I'm like, "Dude, I got a permit." He's like, "You can actually get a permit to carry a gun and you're black?" Honestly, he did not know.
Wow. People don't know their rights. They're never told their rights. I mean, generally in the government schools, they might go over a brief summary of, you know.
They talk about First Amendment, Fourth Amendment, Fifth Amendment, Sixth Amendment, Eighth Amendment.
They don't talk that much
about it.
They don't talk that much. Maybe they did when you were in school.
Not that much, but they talked a little bit. The place that talked about the Second Amendment was when I was in a military academy. And the way they put it to me was, from a military point of view, they are allowed to keep their weapons so that they can shoot us if we get out of hand.
And the two that they miss, right? And the two that they miss that I think are the most important, the Ninth and the Tenth. The Ninth and the Tenth are catch-alls. If just because we didn't grant a power to the government to do something means that it's reserved for you, the individual.
Or to put it in Constitution speak, the enumeration in this Constitution of certain rights shall not be held to deny or disparage others retained by the people.
There's number 9, and number 10 says that anything not enumerated is going to be up to, if there's going to be any laws about it, it's going to be up to the states. Or the right remains with the people.
I want to say thanks to Kirby for doing
that. I know I can't do that.
Yeah, open carry, by the way, for doing that.
Yes.
Because it's important, because what you've done is you put on display your exercise of your rights, and that created a conversation, and it gets people thinking. So kudos. Yes.
Thanks for the call, Kirby.
Are you
going to
stick around?
Oh, do you want to
stick around?
Thanks for the call, Kirby.
I definitely
appreciate it.
And, it's a good conversation. I love to hear when people are not afraid to stand up for their rights and demonstrate those rights. 855-450-FREE. What do you think about gun control? This is Free Talk Live.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
U.S. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump in Grand Rapids, Michigan. This is his first trip to Western Michigan since being sworn into office. The president holding one of his Make America Great Again rallies.
The Russia hoax is finally dead. The collusion delusion is over. The special counsel completed its report and found no collusion and no obstruction. I could have told you that 2.5 years ago very easily.
More than a dozen people are facing drugs and weapons charges following a major gang bust in central Iowa. U.S. Attorney Mark Crickbaum says
15 defendants have been charged with drug and gun offenses in federal court. And that group of defendants includes the leaders of C Block, which is a violent criminal street gang.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733 and 377-3733. Just losing it tonight, Ian. In studio, you have myself, Chris.
Yeah, it's Ian.
Pope Indigent the First.
Pope Indigent the First. The name being assumed by Rich Paul.
It's true.
That's his name on
the name
Discord.
Granted to you. I have seen him.
He's on the Discord under that name.
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Although I think I leave out the first.
Yeah.
Just Pope Indigent.
Pope Indigent.
And speaking of Discord, you can use Discord to call into the show and sound like you're right here in the studio with us. Load up a client on your PC or your smart device. Sign in through discord.lrn.fm, and man, you are going to sound great. And we're going to give you an example of that because we've got, I can't read your whole name, but it's subscribe to PiedePie. Is that your name?
PewDiePie.
There we go.
He's like a big YouTube guy.
This is almost certainly not that person.
No. He plays, PewDiePie plays video games. He's got a huge following, so I suspect this is one of his fans.
Yep. Are you there?
Ruh-roh.
Going once.
Weren't you just talking to him?
Yeah, I was.
He's unmuted and everything?
He is unmuted. Hey, are you there? Oh, there he is.
Oh, he's dropping packets. That's probably the problem.
We're going to
anyway. Yeah, let's put him back on hold. We're going to have to – he's going to need to get a better internet connection before we can – we can do that. Most of the time, Discord sounds like you're in the studio, unless you are uploading. So if
it still sounds like you're a studio, it just sounds like you're a robot in the studio.
Yeah, unless you are, if you're uploading something. So let's say you've got torrents running or something like that. There's something else going on in your computer that's bogging down your internet connection. That's going to be a problem for us. But he didn't sound like that during when you checked on him.
No, when I checked on him, it was fine. So we're just going to leave him there. And next time we get an opportunity, we'll go back and see how he's doing.
So did you want to hear about why you shouldn't buy Bitcoin?
Well, yes, we were going to do that, weren't we?
I can't
wait, because I just want to buy Bitcoin because I believe in a person's financial freedom. So please, Ian, tell me why I should not believe in my own financial freedom.
So this is not from me. This is from somebody named Mr. Money Mustache. So I don't know if that person is anonymous or if he changed his legal name. This is an article in The Guardian written by Mr. Money Mustache. So I don't know if that is somebody who changed their name legally or what. But apparently he's like one of these money advisor types. And it's been a while since we've had a good or bad, or however you want to look at it, hit piece against Bitcoin. So let's do it. Story from The Guardian. A collective insanity has sprouted around the new field of, and they put this in quotes, cryptocurrencies.
Nice.
Causing an irrational gold rush. I know you're tempted, but don't be a fool, he says. So, I mean, right there in the first paragraph, this is going to be a pretty hostile article, calling it a collective insanity, putting quotes around the term cryptocurrency.
And personally, I would say you'd be a fool not to put $100 into crypto just on general principle, because if it does explode, hey, maybe you end up with $100,000.
Right. Nobody here would ever say put everything you've ever saved into the same thing.
That would
be crazy.
As with any speculative investment.
Right.
Why would you do that?
He says, I've been watching this Bitcoin situation for a few years, assuming it would just blow over. But a collective insanity has sprouted around the new field of cryptocurrencies, with quotes, causing an irrational gold rush worldwide. It has gotten to the point where a large number of financial stories and questions in my inbox ask whether or not to, quote, invest, unquote, in Bitcoin.
So he's already acknowledged that his judgment up to this point has been wrong because he kept thinking it was going to blow over,
but it hasn't
blow over. So his authority for the rest of his piece, his intellectual authority, is his consistent track record of wrongness.
Right, so I need to tear it down.
He says, let's start with the answer. No, you should not invest in Bitcoin.
Oh, my gosh.
The reason why is that it's not an investment, just as gold, tulip bulbs, Beanie Babies, rare baseball cards are also not investments.
Unbelievable.
So, let's go through the list there, because he may or may not be right or wrong about some of those items. So gold, is gold an investment?
Gold is money,
mm-hmm.
and gold can also be used as a commodity. So the nice thing about gold is it's durable. It has a lot of the characteristics of good money. When you look at the definition of what money is, it's typically six things, and I'm not going to rattle them all off, but, you know, fungibility, being able to spend it easily, durability, not having to fall apart, being recognizable. There's these characteristics, and gold kind of hits all of them, which is why gold was used as money for several thousand years. It has history. When you look at things like Bitcoin, you also realize that a lot of those same similarities follow Bitcoin.
My answer would be gold is a static investment, and by that it's something that doesn't generate revenue mm-hmm. by your having it the way, say, stock does, because stock is a running company that produces profit, hopefully.
Sure. Yeah.
But, you know, the big question is, do you take both long and short positions in it? You know, are you moving your money around in it? Otherwise, if you're just storing value there, I wouldn't really call it an investment. I'd call it more of a hedge.
Well, and a store of value is something that has value. You
and
know
I would
I mean?
Say that's true for yeah. all of those things and all commodities in general.
And to go to the other side, to the investment side, investments are inherently speculative.
Right.
You are. Your idea is that I am going to put some of my money at risk buying into this in the hopes that I'm going to gain much more than I would have if I had just kept it in money.
Right, which is
why Bitcoin isn't an asset, I would say, in the sense that a commodity is an asset. Bitcoin is not a commodity. Let me put it that way. And the reason that I say that is Bitcoin is really, what are you buying when you're buying Bitcoin? You're buying the storage and the potential transmission of coin.
Right.
You're actually paying them for the transaction. So mostly you're paying them for the transmission of value. And, you know, incidentally, you pay them for the storage of value. So I would call it a productive asset.
Well,
you know?
Keep in mind with Bitcoin, you're not paying anyone. You may pay fees along the way when you transact with it, but
right.
That's
but
the
well,
thing.
Those it's, fees are what I'm talking about.
Right.
Those fees power the service.
They can. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, but the term investment, as you're saying, Chris, suggests you're putting money out with the hopes that you're going to make more of it over some amount of time.
Right.
And so you're taking a risk. And so whether you're buying gold with that or whether you're buying Bitcoin with that or the other things he mentions, which we can get into, tulip bulbs, Beanie Babies, and rare baseball cards, some of them may be terrible. And what?
Dollars would be the same category.
Yeah. Of course, most people are going to denominate their investments in dollars. So that's kind of like a different...
Oh, no. Nowhere near most people.
You don't think?
Well, I mean, there's 350
well, there's most people
billion
in this
America. Okay,
in
most
this
people
country.
In this country, sure.
Yeah. And a lot of people around the world are certainly more happy to have dollars in their pockets than some of the other fiat currencies.
Right.
That's definitely true. Because the others are all double fiat. They're fiat currencies that are based on dollars, which is also a fiat currency.
Yeah. And so if you're taking a risk with value in the hopes of getting more value in the future, that to me sounds like an investment. Now, I'm not Mr. Money, whatever it was, Mr. Money mustache here. I'm not an investment advisor or anything like that. But if you know, whether it's a crypto or whatever, if you're hoping to make money on it, then it is an investment. Now, it could be a really piss poor investment like, you know, tulip bulbs or Beanie Babies or baseball cards.
I just gotta say, the tulip gets crashed, gets beat up too often.
Yeah.
That whole thing lasted less than 2 years.
And 10% of the income of Denmark still, or Holland, still comes from tulips, so there.
Last year, over 2 billion tulips were planted in the Netherlands.
That's the problem with those investments.
Tulips,
Beanie Babies, rare baseball cards, or you just print more of them.
855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio's great for direct response with its low cost-to-listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer-term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, Mark, at freetalklive.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE, and we want to hear from you. 855-450-3733 is our number. We've been all over the board, as we always are. We talked bump stocks. We talked about the ascension of Mother Teresa.
Always. We didn't talk about it.
Well, we listened Sarah to somebody talk about it. We had a conversation with someone who was talking about it.
That's true.
And now we've been talking about Bitcoin.
Talk, by the way.
And Mr. Money Mustache says that if you're looking at cryptocurrencies, you're crazy.
Mm-hmm.
You're cray-cray.
We'll get back to that.
Yeah, we're going to talk more about that. But first, we are going to go back to the phones because we've got a caller who goes by the name Subscribe to PewDiePie. He's calling in with... on our Discord network.
His name is Subscribe to PewDiePie?
That's his name, yeah.
I think that's
so the
it.
Last words of the New Zealand shooter.
You're on Free Talk Live.
Could have been a coincidence.
Hello.
How are you?
Hey there.
Hello. Good.
Sounding better. You're sounding better now. Go ahead.
Okay. So I've been having this fear for a while that the Libertarian Party may be pandering too much to leftists.
Really?
I know that might... And here's why I think that. So, first of all, I noticed on the day Trump announced his bump stock ban, or that he was going to do the bump stock ban.
Right.
The Libertarian Party, I checked a bunch of their social media platforms, and I couldn't find, like, any statement about that. But they did put out a statement about anti-discrimination laws, which... like, in favor, or I don't think they were in favor of them, but I think they misunderstood something Trump was doing to try and get rid of anti-discrimination laws as being discriminatory. Like, I think they said he was trying to redefine, like, gender or something, but I think he was trying to redefine anti-discrimination laws.
But well, who isn't trying to redefine gender these days?
Right.
But they didn't talk anything about the bump stock ban.
Right.
And this goes back a little ways because in 2016, if you look at Gary Johnson.
That was the Libertarian Party's presidential candidate.
Yeah, Gary Johnson.
Just so you know, we libertarians are opposed to the bump stock ban, if you were curious about our position on it.
Gary Johnson, the anti-discrimination laws, he supported those, and then he also supported...
False. Actually, what he said is, just bake the cake, as in, don't be a jerk, just bake the cake. He didn't say anything about, don't be a jerk, just pass a law to force people to bake the cake.
But he said, also,
just bake the cake. Don't be a jerk.
Hold on. Go ahead.
He was also asked, they said, if there was a Jewish person, if somebody went into a Jewish, if a Nazi went into a Jewish bakery, would you say and he wanted a Nazi cake, would you say that the Jewish baker would have to make that cake, or would you say they should be forced to make that cake? And Gary Johnson said yes.
I would say that was probably sarcasm, since Nazis are not and have never been a protected class under any anti-discrimination laws except the ones that they passed in Nazi Germany in the 30s. So unless these seeking redress under those laws, he's not going to get it.
See, I would argue that under the Constitution, we're all supposed to be protected classes.
Well, we're supposed to be protected, but we're also supposed to be protected from laws that tell us that we have to associate when we don't want to.
I agree.
But then he also supported a carbon tax.
Well, okay, hold on a second. So let me see if I can understand this here.
That's not actually true either. This is a laundry list. Okay. Let me adjust this real quick. He said he was open to discussing a carbon tax, and a bunch of idiots took that as support. So...
A libertarian should be against all taxes in general, but...
I would agree.
But what I'm hearing from you is you're saying you think the Libertarian Party is pandering to the left, but then talking about a candidate that was just a candidate, not so much the party itself.
But here's what I'm saying, because I think what Gary Johnson did, because a lot of his...
Who's a former Republican, by the way, in case they're listeners weren't aware.
I think he was more of a bleeding heart libertarian, but here's the thing. Gary Johnson got the most votes out of the libertarian, he got the most votes out of any libertarian that was ever put up for the presidency in history.
That's true.
There was also, I think at one point they put out the Libertarian Party, they've also put out other posts, like I think Nicholas Sarwak put out something saying...
That's the chairman, I think, of the Libertarian Party. Yeah. You got to remember, people don't know who these people are. I mean, I barely know who they are.
Right.
I'm pretty involved. Look, I've never been, in the last decade plus of my life, particularly happy with the viewpoints coming out of the Libertarian Party. I resigned publicly from it in 2008 before they chose Bob Barr, who was probably the worst candidate that they've had in my lifetime that I've been aware of. But
I hated Barr.
I resigned publicly from the party. I had been a life member of the party, but it wasn't because I felt like they were too much to the left or too much to the right. I just felt like they weren't principled anymore, that they weren't they weren't talking about the principles of liberty, which to me was what got me excited about them back when the Harry Brown campaign, who was their candidate in 1996 and the year 2000, when he was doing things, because to me, he was a great communicator of those principled ideas, and the Libertarian Party couldn't hold that guy's jockstrap.
Let me take issue with that, because I have a very different view of what the Libertarian Party should be and what we should expect from it. What I want to see the Libertarian Party be is I want it to be libertarianism for dummies who are still plugged into the political system. So first off, our target audience is not anarchists. It's not libertarians who should be anarchists. Our audience is statists who should be minarchists, okay? And the job of the Libertarian Party should be to create as many minarchists as possible.
A minarchist is a small government supporter.
A small government supporter. Now, the role that I see for anarchists in this is that anarchists should, A, be supporting the Libertarian Party so that they get out the message on a minimal level that's making people minarchist, but they should also be mingling with the Libertarian Party, and they should be identifying those minarchists who are on the cusp of becoming anarchists, and they should help bring them along. This way, this is the way that the labor unions were used by the socialists, and it worked very effectively. They used them as recruiting grounds, and they used them to preach the halfway message.
Absolutely. Subscribe to, thank you for the call. It's a lot to think about, and you know, it's interesting that while libertarian ideas are very popular, they're popular across a lot of different political spectrums. You know, the idea that marijuana should now be legal, that's been a fundamental issue with libertarians for an awfully long time.
That's right. Yeah.
Supported by both sides. When we talk about civil asset forfeiture, the government should not just be able to randomly seize things from you without charges or a trial or anything like that. This is something the libertarians have been fighting against for years, and now suddenly it's big news. Despite all that, you know, the country itself is so polarized, people are stuck in their rut, and I like the idea of helping pry them out of that rut. Give them a hand and teach them some things that they might find useful, that may benefit them.
And so you're more on Rich's side on this with what the Libertarian Party ought to be doing, because I come from the perspective that they ought to stay true to their principle of non-aggression and be good at communicating what that means when it comes to every single issue, but they don't, so I don't support
it. I would like to see a fourth party called the Anarchist Party formed, which was designed to be a principled anarchist party. And I would not want the Libertarian Party to become that party because they've already got a job to do, but I would love to see
another
party.
Nobody wants to be
party.
In an anarchist party.
Here's the thing, though. Here we are arguing about, no, there can be three parties, but we couldn't have four. We couldn't have five. We couldn't have ten.
You can't even have
three.
Well,
the other thing that I've considered doing is seeding the Libertarian Party and trying to take over the pirate or get involved with the pirate party.
Now, that's a better name for a party than the anarchist
party. I like the pirate party.
Nobody likes anarchists.
I like the idea of lots of political parties and force these people to get together and come up with some compromises, some things they actually agree on, because in the end of the day, people tend to agree with each other. And you're gonna get some people, some outliers, that's okay. 855 450 free. What do you think? More political parties?
Number one international best-selling author, Matthew David Hurtado's pain was simple. Lyme disease bankrupted him in 2009, watching bankers take everything from his family after building a seven-figure business from his couch. God called him to ministry to teach prosperity based on pain he could not tolerate in others' lives. IRS, creditors, car loans, debt. It's the Babylonian system, and you have to escape it before it's too late. Haven't you ever wanted to wake up from this nightmare? Matthew David's free quick study guide shows you what to do today to build lasting wealth in any economy. His discovery he made? It's all consciousness. Get Matthew's seven-figure quick study guide for clarity, certainty, and a proven strategy to build wealth once and for all. Visit EscapeRightNow.com. Do it now. It's free. EscapeRightNow.com for a prosperous future ahead. With peace of mind, EscapeRightNow.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.